Back live from Purdue Stadium, I'm joined by manager Adonis Smith for our weekly conversation. And AD, back from a road trip where you split with Sam, but played pretty well throughout the week, and then a couple tough pitching performances against a good Fayetteville staff to start this series. But overall, it seems like it's been a pretty good last few weeks for this team. So how would you maybe describe how it's gone in that time?
I would say that we're being consistent in the things that we do. Some days, you know, we perform better than others, but I think the actions and the things that we provide from a workday standpoint translate to the field. Especially our control in the running game has been superb. This Fayetteville team has been known to swipe many bags against opposing teams, and I think we've held our own, and I think that's just guys staying diligent to what we want to do as a staff, controlling the running game and throwing behind runners and also throwing runners out.
I do want to follow up on that, because it seems like the pitchers have done a really good job holding runners on, throwing over, and getting some timely pickoffs. And also Ortega and Nalai have really done a better job, it seems like, throwing down to second, third base, and catching these runners in the act.
100%, yeah. It's been a work in progress, but they continue to do that work daily and continue to look in the dugout where things or pickoffs may come from, but they're also starting to play the game and see the game at a lens for themselves.
You mentioned consistency. That seems to be a big word with this team. And it feels like the consistent factor, like you mentioned, starting to come out a little bit more over the last few weeks. So how have you seen this team maybe grow and stay a little bit more consistent against some pretty good competition?
You know, consistency is key, and that's what we preach daily. We harp on the guys as far as what their day in and day out work is and just how to build upon the steps they take in order to continue to be professionals, and consistency is a big part of that. So just allowing them to continue to be themselves, but also understanding that they have a routine they stick to, they have meetings that they go to, and being on time, just the small things that we're preaching day in and day out is helping translate on the field.
It feels like this team, pitching-wise, is really starting to turn a corner as well. You've had a lot of strikeouts against this Woodpecker offense this week. So how have you seen Bailey Volstecki's pitching staff really come about maybe the last few weeks, especially this series?
Yeah, and it start with them getting ahead in counts, and I think that's been a big part of it. Even if they're not getting ahead in counts, they are battling to get to pitchers' counts, and they're putting guys away when they have the opportunity to.
I want to talk about one of those pitchers, Caden Hunter, back on Tuesday. About as good as it gets in just about five innings of work. So how have you seen Caden really, it seemed like, get better by each start?
Every start, he's dialed in. He's attacking hitters. He's going to put his best foot forward and making sure that they're going to hit his best stuff, and he's not backing down, and I love it.
Christian Rodriguez, same thing, another good start for him yesterday. Gave you the first quality start last week in Salem. It feels like he's just eating up a lot of innings, getting guys out efficiently. So how have you seen Christian grow this year?
Christian is growing. He's been a general on the mound, and he's convicted in every pitch he throws, and it shows. It shows in his work. It shows in just how he throws every pitch with conviction and just being an ultimate competitor when he gets out there.
And before I let you go, I want to ask about one offensive player, Steven Martinez, homered twice back on Tuesday. I know you weren't here last year, but Martinez really struggled in his first pro stint with the Shorebirds. He was 17 at the time, but it feels like a good spring training and a really good first few months here at the Shorebirds. So how have you seen Martinez really develop here this season? You're really starting to see that power, I think, too, come out.
I mean, there's a lot of things with him developing, and it's not even just the power at the plate. It's his maturity as a professional, being everywhere he's supposed to be on time, leading other guys and doing things that are showing up on the schedule, pulling one of his teammates out there, taking him to do fly balls with him, just showing a lot of maturity. And I think that as a whole is making him a better player, understanding what he needs to do in order to produce on the field as not only just a batter but as a teammate as well.
And to finish up, it feels like outfield-wise, he's played very comfortable, too. And you put him in center, right, left field, doesn't seem to matter. He's pretty comfortable out there, especially for how young he is.
He is. And that's, I think it's an attest to, how he goes about his work, And it can seem sometimes that he's not trying, but he has exceptional speed, and he gets to balls that a lot of people don't get to. And that's just more of his stride and how he gets there. But he has been a great, great person to coach, a great human being to be around, and that's starting to spread around the clubhouse.
Well, AD, we really appreciate the time as always. Great stuff, and best of luck tonight.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
Manager Adonis Smith, we're back with more after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.